listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
The Revoca app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Revoca provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Revoca app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Revoca, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store. Or go to our website to download, revoca.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice, or contact member services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services at christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Oh, yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And for you folks that are turning the dial, stop right there. Don't go any further. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. We are the bridge between the sighted community and the visually impaired and the blind community. That's right. That's right. So, folks, before we go any further, I got to introduce it tonight to the players tonight. That's right. To my left, my beautiful wife. That's right. The one, the only, Lynn Golder, my co-host.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back 1 week later, and I hope you enjoy the August 21st edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Oh, yeah. And our guest co-host tonight, that's right, the guest co-host, Reverend Charles Brooks. Charles, are you there?
I am here. Good evening, everyone. It's good to be back.
Welcome back from Ocala, Florida. That's right. You still living in Ocala? That's a question. Are you still living in Ocala?
Yes, I am still living in Ocala, Florida.
Okay. Welcome okay. Back. Welcome back. Welcome back, Charles. And in our studios from Winter Garden and Ocoee, Florida, the one, the only, Chris Shaw.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I'm all shook up.
Welcome back. He's all shook up. That's right. Got to be shook up listening to the show.
Oh, my.
Okay, welcome back. Well, folks, I got a big shout out for you tonight. I got a shout out for her name is Nikki. That's right. She's in the, from the, she's all over the lot. She lives in Lake County, I believe, or the villages. Nikki, that's right. And I got to tell you something about Nikki. I'm hoping she comes on board with us because she's a boss with the hot sauce with a group of doctors. That's right. And these doctors, well, let's call them the big cheese in the village area and Lake County area and Ocala area. And we're trying to get them to come on board. But she surprised me with something she said, because you don't hear this very often from the medical world. And she said to me something that I knew, but you don't hear it. There's different degrees, that's what she said. There's different degrees of, let's just say, blindness. From low vision, there's different degrees to blindness. I've been saying this for a long time. You know, I'm classified as blind myself. Some of my friends, some of you listeners, are totally blind. I know that. You can't see light perception. But there's a lot of us like me. I'm classified as blind, but I still have light perception. And let's just say I can see shadows. I still can't tell Lynn's face from some of my other friend's face. And Lynn, I know my wife has a beautiful face, but I can't see it. I can't see too much, but I can still see something. And I will tell you this right now. I get a shot every 10 weeks in my eye. They put a needle in my eye every 10 weeks to save the little vision that I do have. And that's what she brought up to me. A lot of people go to doctors to save whatever little vision. And I understand that to me because I've had all kinds of operations. I told this to my friend Gary and David. It's a big difference. You know, it's like zero. Gary, my friend Gary Sinclair, he's a zero, meaning he has no vision, none. And let's say I'm a two or a one or two, but I've got that little vision. And I know a couple of times after operations, I had no vision, none. And I told Gary, I said, oh, my God, there's a big difference between no vision and the little vision I do have. It's amazing difference. And I admit it to my friends, my loved ones. They don't understand. My brother, for one, doesn't understand the difference between myself and people that have no vision. Big difference. I'm thankful. And that's why I always want to go to a doctor all the time. But I've also said to doctors, and they know, that people who are blind still should go to the doctor all the time to check their pressure. Because when you know your pressure is good, no problem. That takes in the old famous glaucoma. And people that are blind still should get their shots, not shots, but pressure taken all the time to know that your numbers stay good, even though you're blind. So this way you don't have problems with your eyes. But I'm trying to get the doctor to come on, a doctor. I've been trying this for a long time. I don't understand why a lot of doctors don't want to come on the show. We have a million listeners, and we have a lot of folks who would love to hear about doctors, especially in Lake County and Ocala area, the Village area, but all over the Florida area and all over the country. There's folks who would like to go to a good doctor. You know, there's a difference between a good doctor and a specialist. A lot of folks, you don't know the difference between a specialist and a regular doctor. You should know the difference, and that's why when a doctor come on who's a specialist, a lot of you go to doctors, and then go, as far as I'm concerned, whatever I go to, whether it be eye doctor or anything else, I want a specialist.
Carl, you still go to the doctor to get your eyes checked, correct? You still have
to? Yes.
Yeah,
I go 3-4 times a year to get my eyes checked, especially the pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I keep on saying to everybody. You should keep on going to get your pressure taken. And besides everything else, how did you lose your sight?
Me?
Yeah.
I lost my sight because I had cataract surgery in both eyes, and then several years, about 7 years later, I had detachments. And did not realize I had detachments, detached retinas and detached macular. And I'm something like you. I have a little vision. I can't describe people. I deal mostly on their voices because I can't see faces. I have, because of the way the detachment healed, I have distortion in my vision so that like a rectangular doorway or window is shaped like an hourglass.
Yeah, that's why when you're talking about retinas, you're talking about macular degeneration. When you start talking about, what was that thing that you're talking about that you might need?
I might need,
yeah.
What, the cataract?
The cataracts. I've had cataract surgery. You had cataract. Lynn was just down talking about cataract.
Hopefully, I don't need it for a year or two.
Well, you need it in a year or so. But everybody, as you get older, the big problem is cataracts. So we have sighted people listening to the radio show. We have people that are vision impaired. And here you go, how you lost your vision. So if you have good doctors, that's what we need. Anyway, we're going to go to break. You listen to the Blind Me on Radio show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Service's newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet and greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
The Revoca app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Revoca provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Revoca app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Revoca, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store. Or go to our website to download Revoca.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Before we went to break, Charles, I got to ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
Yes. A shout out to Jackie, James, Daryl, Thomas, Alan. I think that's it.
He took off the phone book.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Charles.
Okie dokie. I guess I'm up next, right, Michael?
Yes,
all
you're
right.
Up, Lynn.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome one person for the first time and the other person for the second time. So the first time, we'd like to welcome Leonora Ruff. And Leonora is the Phone Faith Coordinator at Christian Record Services for the Blind in Lincoln, Nebraska. And then I'd like to welcome back our friend Jerry Lynn Rogge. And Jerry Lynn is the Editorial and Outreach Ministries Director at Christian Record Services for the Blind in Lincoln, Nebraska. So welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So,
Leonora, what exactly do you do there at Christian Record? You're a Phone Faith Coordinator. What does that mean?
All right. It means that I coordinate everything that happens on Phone Faith, which is a phone-based platform for blind and visually impaired callers. It also means that I mentor, vetted team host of team, and they help to coordinate, to facilitate the programs. We have 17 hours of programming every week, and individuals who are blind and visually impaired can call in. It's a free service. It is a part of the outreach ministry at Christian Record, and it is supported by donors, so it's totally free. We have an array of programs that anyone who call in can find something that they're interested in. We have doctors, we have nurse practitioners, we have nurses, we have a host of individuals, subject matter experts, who come in and help us with the holistic approach that we have to enhance mind, body, spirit, diabetes support, hypertension support. If someone is looking for grief support, we have psychologists who are callers and who are also presenters. So they have a host of programs. We believe that birthdays are very important because some people don't have any family members left. Ages range from 20 plus to up and above. And it is so important that they call into a live program. Written Record offers Braille, large print, and audio. But now, since June of 2020, we have what's called the live phone space program. So you're actually talking to someone. And Dr. Dexter Thomas is the founder. And when he was born blind, and when he thought about it, he said he wanted people like him to be able to connect to each other. And so he started Phone Phase in 2010, and here we are, 2022. Well, we really realized the valuable impact that this could have in the blind community when you consider that people are alone at home, they're depressed, some of them, they don't have any family members to check on them. And so we have three programs, Monday to Friday, and one on Sunday night and one on Saturday night. We have a Bible trivia. And last night's game, we had 23 people. Now, we really do hope to increase that. But the programs are specific to health and wellness. We have 5 prayer sessions per week. So if it's devotion, if someone wants to pray, sometimes people are in the emergency room and they call and they say, can you all pray for me? And so it's a connection that we embrace. And we have a meet and greet once a year, but because of COVID, we have virtual meet and greet. What else do we have?
I'm saying to you, young lady, I wish you all the time with us at Blind and Beyond, because your passion's unbelievable. I love your enthusiasm. I love your passion. You know, the first time we're hearing about this from Christian Record, that you have such a thing. I didn't know about this.
We started in 2020 Christian Record, but we started in 2010 before. So Christian Record acquired Phone Phase in 2020. So it's basically new, and individuals have the opportunity to call in when the professionals come in, and they have a Q&A after each session so they can talk to the doctors, the nurses. We have people in podiatry, you know. Just think of it. If someone say that they want to talk about an issue or a health challenge, I try to find the professional who can come in and address those issues. We do not prescribe and we do not diagnose. The information is for education and awareness, and we do encourage them to speak with their medical professionals before they try anything.
That's really terrific. I'll tell you something. It's a shame. We just hear about it for the first time. You could have really pushed it over the months.
People all over the world, whatever, can call in, correct?
Right now, it's in the U.S.
Let's talk to the other young lady.
Jerry, what is your update today?
I heard two questions. So part of my job at Christian Record
is Outreach Ministry. And so we've talked about camps before. We've talked about National right. Camps for Blind Children, which right. is a big part of the outreach effort that we have. And then we just acquired Phone Faith, which we love dearly, since 2020. And in fact, this was something that was – I mentioned camps with this because in 2020, as you know, a lot of things were being canceled and being right. shut down. It was a really tough time because yeah. we just didn't know how to navigate this.
Right.
And we had a bunch of camps. We had six camps, in fact, across the country, one by one shutting down. And I sat on the phone in tears with camp directors as they had to stop doing what they loved because they did not want to have people get sick at their property.
Right.
And so we were like, we have to do something for camp this summer. So Phone Faith was coming on board around the same time. And we said, why don't we do a virtual campfire, like recreate what it would be like to be at camp on the phone? So we reached out to three of our partners who were shut down. They were doing camp property improvements. And I said, hey, can you take a little time with your team and record some old-fashioned campfire songs, some old stories you might tell around the fire, maybe a devotional thought, maybe some fun
what
things.
What a great idea.
Yeah, and some sound effects. One did a trip like they're driving into camp with sound effects. And so we did three of those, part of the lead-in to introducing all of our Christian Record members in the United States to Phone Faith. And this is also an opportunity to introduce those who've never been to camp to get a little taste of what summer camp can be like. So it was kind of a Band-Aid, a salve, I'll put it that way, to all of us on staff because it was we were excited to present this. But to hear the excitement on the line, one person in particular, Jordy, said it's like the ball dropping on New Year's Eve. He was so excited to have this opportunity to connect with people like himself in the blind community. And like Leonora said, there's 17 programs every week. So you can call anytime. We'll give the number here in just a bit. You can call anytime. And even if there's not a program going on, there's always a recording that will tell you when the next program will be. But we always like to say there's something going on Phone Faith. So we would love to have people jump in and just take a sample of it. The best way to get in on it is to take down the number, and we'll give it several times here, but I'll give it the first time here. It's 209-399-9465. You can also learn more at phonefaith.org.
Yeah, Jerry, I was going to ask you, and that number, you can get a recording 24 hours a day because, you know, people call all hours, especially I know in the blind community, a lot of the people are friends. They're up in the middle of the night because, you know, you don't know the difference between night and day. And so that's available 24 hours a day.
So we record a lot of our major programs. So our big programs that tend to happen in the evenings, right around 7 o'clock Eastern time, which would be 6 o'clock Central. And we have a schedule on phonefaith.org, that website. You can download that. And we have one that's for large print and also for Braille. Screen readers as well. And if someone wants an embossed copy, they can contact Christian Record and we can send one out to them. And there's information in addition to that. And it's a long string of numbers. If you go to the website, that's the best place to get it, to get the callback line for those programs that have been recorded.
So it's phonefaith.org. That's where they'll get all the information on the 17 programs.
Yeah. So phone like telephone.
Right.
FAITH.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's easy to remember. Phonefaith.org. Right.
Wow.
Boy, oh boy.
I tell you, we also have revivals. We have two per year. We have some wonderful, wonderful experiences with the revivals. It's just a blessing to be a part of the Phone Faith community because they're people just like us who we need to connect with and encourage and empower and inspire. We've had some wonderful, wonderful speakers. So we look forward to the Phone Faith community going bigger and wider so that we can provide services to those who would not ordinarily have live calling.
So, Lenora?
Yes?
How do you partake of your services? What do you have to do?
You mean a caller?
Yes. Do you have to be a member? Do you have to join?
No, you don't have to be a member of Christian Record. Christian Record is there to serve the blind community globally, but you don't have to be a member of Christian Record. We would love that. But you just dial the number 209-399-9465. As a matter of fact, we have a book club, And people were excited to get the books from Christian Records. Now, for that, you do have to be a member. So it goes both ways, but not necessarily. Some of the books are from the regular library in the audio format or whatever format they request. So we are just delighted to know that people are out there that we can reach. And we become, you should see the camaraderie when they call into the line. It's awesome.
Jerry, you're smiling.
It is.
It sounds really great.
See something, that Lenora is something else. Boy, I'll tell you, I didn't know Nebraska has so many passionate people like this.
Well, Leonora is actually from, I'm in Nebraska. Leonora is actually in Georgia.
Oh,
her member of her team is not in the Christian Record office, but because of technology, we keep her as close and as connected as we can. But the reason why I was smiling is because every time I join a phone faith call, I come away with a blessing. It is such a joyful, welcoming, encouraging experience. And you don't have to talk when you get on the line. You just get on and you listen. And I promise you, you will come away feeling better than when you join, you know, initially.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah, wow, fill your buckets.
You know, it is an expression that here at the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, we've heard many times. You don't sound blind. Well, Lenora definitely doesn't sound blind. She's something else. She is out of sight, totally out of sight. Her passion is unbelievable.
Thank
a lot
you.
Of energy right there.
I got one thing to say to you, Lenora. Great Googa Booga. That's
all
what
right.
I have to say. Great Googa Booga.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on board.
That's an old expression from the 50s radio.
Yeah.
Or 60s, isn't it? Yeah. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on behalf of Christian Record. And hopefully everybody will call in. And boy, the 17 programs sound terrific. Right, Charles?
Yeah.
Yes,
first time we heard about
it. Really great. Yeah.
Thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
So much energy. It's like you can't wait to get there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
one
last invitation before we jump off of here. Thank you. The number is 209-399-9465. And I'm going to ask the reverse of what you guys do. I know you say you'd like to say that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. We want to have people say when they come to Fun Faith that we heard about you from this interview tonight. So that way we know where our new callers are coming from. So,
Don't forget, everybody. Go to phonefaith.org and all the information is there.
Say the phone number again.
Oh, 209-399-9465. And if you didn't get it, you can call Chris and get it from Chris later.
Or if you let us know, write to me.
Yeah, and I can write you the
number. We'll get you the phone on him. You should listen to those things. It's unbelievable. Listen to Lenora talk.
Jerry's right. Go away filled with
gladness. Feeling good. Feeling good. Yep.
Okie dokie.
Good
night.
We're
going
to go to a break.
We have to go to
break.
You.
Thank you so much.
Lenora, I just wanted to tell you, you're welcome to listen to the rest of the show if you like. We'll just mute your mic and if you want to.
It's up to you, both of you. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break.
Wait. Okay, I just got back in because I was working on something. Give me that phone number one more time.
209-399-9465.
Got it.
Correct. All right.
Now we're going to break.
Right. Okay, Mike, we can go to break now.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Bye, Lenora.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
The Revoca app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Revoca provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity. And never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Revoca app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Revoca, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store. Or go to our website to download, revoca.com.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting christianrecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Yes, we are. We are back. This is the Blind Me On Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And it's time for the first trivia. That's right, the first trivia. Charles, you're up with your trivia.
I have a two-pronged trivia. The first one is a song. Tell me who is singing this song. And tell me the last year that Pontiac made the GTO.
Oh, my God. That is tough. Oh, my God.
It's easy. Okay, Chris.
Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine. Come on, turn it on.
Oh, my phone is 407-894-1680. Okay, that's it. Okay, that makes it difficult. You got to think about who's singing the song. Oh, my goodness gracious. Then you tell them what year is the last time they made the GTO. How are they going to know that?
It's easy.
It's easy, yeah.
For the car buff, the car fanatic, it is easy.
Okay.
Did you have a GTO, Charles?
Did I have one? Yes, I did. I had a 1964.
Oh, I had a 64 Chevy Impala.
I had a 64 Thunderbird.
How do you like that? Thunderbird, a Chevy, and
All right, well, while waiting, I want to talk about something that's very important. We'll see if anybody is interested in this, but I got a question for you folks. Charles and I off the air talked about this subject. Now, I found something about myself just recently. Now, I don't know about yourself, you listener that's listening to the show. If you feel the same way I do about certain subjects. But I find myself being prejudiced. Now, I'm not prejudiced about what most of you may be prejudiced about. I'm not prejudiced about religion. I'm not prejudiced about skin color of a person. I'm not prejudiced about that. But I'll tell you what I am prejudiced about. When I call up, let's just order a pizza, which I just recently did. And I ordered try to call the local pizza place. And then the person answers, I said, pardon me, are you in the U.S.? No, they said, they're in the Philippines. Philippines?
I just want a pizza.
I want it by local pizza place. Well, we'll take the order from you. I said, look, I know you're a nice person, but I'm not giving my credit card to someone in the Philippines. I don't know who you are, and I'm not giving my credit card to you. So I hung up, and I called back, and I said, I want to talk to someone in the U.S. So they finally put me through to someone in the U.S., and I spoke to the pizza place, believe it or not. Now, that's the second time this week I have DirecTV television. I had a problem. I wanted to see something of my baseball that I bought tickets. I have the baseball ticket show, what they call it, national, and it's something they call it. You pay $28,000 a month to see all your baseball games. And I'm a Philadelphia Phillies fan, and they weren't showing, they blacked it out. Backed it out. That's the second time this week they blacked out. So I was calling up to get my money back for that week. Now, a lot of you might not have done that, but I did. So I made a call to DirecTV, and okay, here we go. Not in U.S. Where are you? And they mentioned some island. Okay. I said, listen, I have a problem. My game is blacked out. Oh, what's wrong with your television? I said, there's nothing wrong with my television. You blacked out my baseball game. We'll go to the television and see if we can discuss how to fix the television. I said, sir, there's nothing wrong with my television. Look, sir, look, let me explain something to you. I'm blind. I like to listen to my game on the television. Listen to it. Do you understand? Well, I was getting to know. I said, listen, can I talk to someone in the U.S.? Now, that's the second time only this week. Now, I don't know, you folks get upset talking to people overseas, to call centers and all this nonsense, but I do. I'm getting very prejudiced about that subject. There's another subject that I know you might not think about either, but I travel a lot. Well, I did, not now, since I'm blind, but I used to travel a whole lot all the time. I was a million miler on the airlines. And the point that I'm saying is, when I come to people that live in the U.S., and they've been here for 20 or 30 years, and they don't speak English, I said, why don't you speak English? Well, you know what? And an interpreter says, my father doesn't want to speak English. He's from the old country. Now, I had two grandparents. One came over in 1898, and one came over in 1910. And I can tell you that both of them that I spoke to in English, they both spoke English when I was born, and I always spoke to my grandfathers in English. They never spoke to me in their father tongue. They always spoke to me in English. So I know plenty of people that have come into this country from another place that speak English. Now, does that bother you? It bothers me. Does anything bother you? Well, sometimes it bothers me. I know I'm become prejudiced to certain subjects. What about you, Chris? Does that bother you? No. Yes. What about you, Charles?
It bothers me that when I call for customer service and I wind up talking to somebody in the Philippines or in Jamaica or India, and then I do what you do. I ask to speak to an American. And they say, there's no Americans here, and we can't transfer you to an American. I think that is obscene.
But well, the worst thing is, you got to give your credit card. I ain't getting a credit card overseas.
Yeah, yeah. They want to know your credit card information, and it's like, no, I'm not giving you my credit card. If you're halfway around the world, and I'm going to give you my number, I don't think so.
The phone number to call in.
When you call customer service and you get the digital answering machine and it says, for English, press 1.
If anybody wants to call in and discuss this subject that we're having right now, it's 407-894-1680. You got anything to say? Call up. We'd like to hear if you are feeling the same way as us. Maybe you don't. Maybe you do. 407-894-1680. Look, I got no problem with anyone. But I do have a problem giving my credit card overseas. And if you're listening to us in another country right now, because I know we have a lot of folks listening in Jamaica, I know we have a lot of folks listening to other countries. I'm not knocking your people. I love Jamaica. I used to live in Jamaica, so I'm not knocking. I have a lot of friends in my neighborhood who are from Jamaica. So I'm not knocking Jamaica. I'm not knocking the Philippines. I'm not knocking anyone. I'm only saying when I want to talk to someone about a subject that I'm having a problem about a product or something else, I want to talk to someone in the U.S. That's all I'm saying. And I become nuts over that because I don't want to talk to someone in Jamaica or in the Philippines and giving some of my credit card. I just want to buy a pizza from my local guy that's 2 miles away. So the point is,
this must be busy on the phone.
What do you think, folks? 407-894-1680. Now, I know different countries need work. That's true. I understand that. But the point that I'm saying is, there's got to be another way, as far as I'm concerned, because put yourself in my boat. Would you want to give your credit card to someone you don't even know in another country? I don't. That's my personal opinion. Now, if you got something to say, well, Now's the time to say it, 407-894-1680. Tell me if I'm wrong. Maybe you've got something to say where I'm wrong.
What's
I'm
happening,
listening.
Chris? Awfully quiet over there.
Chris, you there?
I think it's very aggravating myself.
I think he went to the Philippines.
Yeah, I'm here. Listen, I was on the phone line. We got a caller calling in from the OH10.
From the
who?
The OH10. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so Ohio. It looked like OH and the number 10. So
OH10.
Right. So
only Chris.
Yeah, we call it the OH10 for Ohio. So we got our good our good friend Miss Shirley from Ohio on the phone line. Shirley, how you doing?
Okay, how Hi, about Shirley. You, Chris?
Good.
Hi, Shirley. I'm Shirley from Ohio.
How you feeling?
Hi, Mike. I'm not even thinking. Hi, how are you both doing?
We're doing good. How you doing? How you feeling?
Oh,
somewhat better. It's a little bit of a tough road at the moment, as you know, I'm sure.
So how can I discuss what do we need to talk about today?
Well, I want to talk a little bit kind of on your topic, but from a little bit of a different angle.
Okay.
I think what bothers me even more is, like, if I go to a hotel or if I go into some type of a business and I'm supposed to have people providing service, whether it's the cleaning staff or whoever, and you know, you find in some places a lot of these people don't even know English at all. Or I go into a place to get my nails done, you know, where they can't even speak English. Now, you know, I have no problem with foreign people. My parents were foreign born. I don't care where a person is from. But to me, you know, if they're going to be working in American industry, you know, where they're servicing customers, they should certainly make some kind of an effort to learn the language. I've known enough people that have come from foreign countries, you know, that have learned how to speak English. And if we went to one of, you know, these other countries, we would be expected to talk the language that's their native language. And I think,
I totally
you know, that bothers me just as much as what you were talking about when you're talking to customer service and things of that nature.
Yes, you would think so. I agree.
So, anyway,
well, thank you so much.
That's what I've got to say. What part of the show is Rory going to be on tonight, by the way?
He will be
second hour.
In the second hour. Second
okay.
hour. Pretty soon. Yep, looking forward
second
to
hour.
Okay. Okay.
Thank
you very
much.
Your wife is really, Lynn is really kind of in the background. I'm not hearing her very well.
Well, she said that she'll be coming on. He'll be coming on in the second hour.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
I got that part. Thank you very much. I'll say wish all of you, Michael and Charles and Lynn, all of you a good evening and wish the best to everyone else. So thank you.
Thank you.
We're on the line right now.
We got Peter from Palm Harbor on the phone line. Peter, how you doing?
You know, I'm doing good, and I had an incident just what you're talking about. I had it this week. Now, I'm saying the same thing. Like, I called the guy. He had a Spanish accent. Okay. And I asked him if he's from Colombia because they've outsourced to Colombia. Okay, Colombia, great. No, it rubs me the wrong way a little. But actually, I had him look at recent pending activity in my checking account, and he told me, and I said, when did that charge come in? And he gave me the time, whatever, I said, what time is it now? And he told me the time, and it was wrong. He wasn't even dealing with my time zone. He wasn't in, you know, it's one thing, not in Florida. He wasn't giving me Eastern Standard Time. He was giving me the time, which is the same
Peter,
as kind of like giving me the wrong
what
number.
Harbor?
We're talking about numbers.
Palm Harbor,
give me the right
Peter?
Number. And he was off by
Peter. Peter, you're from Palm Harbor?
I'm from Palm Harbor, where it's
where's
not
that
yet
near?
8 o'clock.
Where's Palm Harbor near in Florida?
Well, Oldsmar.
The West Coast side.
Yeah. Palm Harbor, Oldsmar. If I go toward the Gulf, I hit St. Petersburg, like that. You know what
it's
I'm talking
down
about?
It's down by Bradenton.
What's that?
It's down around Bradenton.
Well, no, not that far. Not, I mean, I'm kind of a think Tampa, north of Tampa Bay, around that St. Petersburg.
Oh.
Thank you for calling, Peter. We're going to go to break. Thank you very much
sure.
for calling in. Appreciate it so much.
Take
Thank
it
you.
Easy.
We never heard anybody who called in about your trivia.
No, not yet.
Well, we have to tell the answer when we come back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Looking forward to it. Bye bye. Looking forward to it. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, HumanWear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, HumanWear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. HumanWear, HumanWare. For more information, visit HumanWear.com.